بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله بالخير. Your Excellencies, of course. My dear Professor Alexander Dugin is not here though. Esteemed guest speakers, participants from around the globe, organizers and sponsors of the second Congress of MIR and the Multipolarity Forum. Thank you very much for the invitation and for arranging this auspicious gathering at this perilous yet focal importance, of course, in terms of time and history. It's an honor to be here among you all in Moscow. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا. O mankind, indeed, we have created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. A person is either your brother in faith or your equal in humanity. And who said so? It's Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Believing in this, we do not approve to go on further into the lap of a unipolar world or an imperialist slash colonialist appetite genocidal order. What we strongly aspire for and demand is a multipolar world that encompasses and includes big countries, middle-sized countries, as well as smaller countries, yet non-subservient countries. When we say middle-sized countries and top countries, it's like a world pyramid. Our brother here from Egypt, we know the importance and the value of pyramids. There might be countries at the top, countries in the middle, depending on their population, geography, area, resources. But there are also countries at the bottom, also depending on their resources. But it does not rule out that these countries are of less importance than the others. Each one has his share. If you remove one part of this pyramid, it might tremble and then fall apart. We have to move to a more flexible, multilateral, pluralistic world. That means that any country or any side has the capability to progress and prosper and burgeon on a multitude of levels and in various spectra, be it economic, be it cultural, scientific, political, and etc. We, as Muslims, we have to demonstrate and highlight the importance of ethics and morals in political actions. And this has been clearly manifested by what the resistance movements have been doing, especially most recently. When social life does not adhere, So when social life does not adhere by human values, people live in turmoil and strife and are dominated by selfishness and disgusting fanaticism. The most dangerous loss that a person is exposed to is spiritual loss and the loss of human values and moral values. As Muslims and as resistance powers and movements, we do not comprehend the world as a conflict or a fight for authority and influence and hegemony or even an alliance. We do not consider the world is based on conflict. Rather, it is based on common principles and values. The rise of one particular nation should not be looked at as a threat or a menace to another nation or country. The international world order will never be right if it were based on influence and the upper hand, but rather on common values, not on violent competition, as is the case in the awfully monstrous West. Clearly, the political history of the West is based on wars, World War I, World War II, etc. Thus, politics in the world is based on violence, on aggression, and on violations, and that has always been the rule of law in the West. The Israeli-US-made supremacy was and still is a direct blow to stability in the region. Consequently, our goal is one and our fight is one. Let me just give you a wrap of something that the UN reported recently. Israeli stripping, beating, caging, degrading, raping, executing women and girls in the occupied territories. This was the recent report by the UN experts, who were appalled by reported human rights violations against Palestinian women and girls. What do you expect from an entity whose Minister of Social Equality and Women's Advancement, May Golan of the Likud, who said recently, "I am personally proud of the ruins of Gaza, and that every baby, even 80 years from now, will tell their grandchildren what the Jews did." What do you expect from such kind of morals and ethics? The real danger is when a religion turns into an ethnicity, and ethnicities turned into a religion. Yet today, what the resistance as a pole, it's not even anymore an axis. The resistance has become a pole, a focal pole, a decisive pole. The resistance movements, not only in West Asia, as Pepe said, the resistance movements also in Latin America, in Africa, they have turned into a tipping power, a power that tips the balance. And what is the global South without the resistance movements, without the ethos of the people, without the grassroots, as our colleague said? Because they are the only people who will stand in face of the oppression, the occupation, the persecution, and the aggression of those people who are hegemonic towards the people of the land. Everyone who knew, has seen, witnessed, and heard about what is happening in Gaza has a moral, a religious, a legal, and a humanitarian responsibility towards the people of Gaza. As the resistance stands firm in face of the occupation, it has led to change the face of the region gradually. The resistance has repaired the flaws and the disorder in the region and unified the interests in the sense. And it was echoed globally by the voices of the protests of the peoples in the streets of Europe. And despite of what we call the monstrous West, but yet the people, they understand, they are so much divided and away from their governments. They came to the streets, they protested, and they said, "We need a ceasefire. Ceasefire now." After all, as I said, that the world is like a pyramid. If you remove one part of it, it will topple and fall. We must secure and guarantee and respect and protect diversity, peculiarities, and diversified cultures for a multipolar world we all aspire for. After all, believers are like one body. If one body part complains and is in pain, all the other parts respond with sleeplessness and fever. May Allah bless you all. Thank you.